what's this book going to say next? That fours are tall and lanky and have curly hair? Even though different cultures value some types and not others, you're allowed to be your type. That one takes a while to sink in. You're allowed to be your type. You're allowed to be who you are. You're allowed to be solitary and sensitive and melancholy and withdrawn. All my life, I've always felt like these were like being an introvert is something I'm supposed to get over. Like it's like getting a failing grade as a person. Don't be like that. Don't just stay in your room all the time. So why are you always listening to sad music? You got to go out. You got to go play outside. You got to go out. You got to network. You got to hustle. You got to be with people. You got to be in the sun. Be around people. Go out. Have a good time. Be around people. What's wrong with you? We're all clearly right. Fuck off! All my life, I've identified with all these things, with being flawed and different, with nobody understanding me, without ever putting any of these things into words. And now you're telling me these things aren't unique? They're just part of a pattern? So I don't have to be these things? The purpose of the Enneagram isn't to bolster your personality. It's to transcend it. You can still be who you are, but the more someone evolves, the less trapped they are by their type's point of view. The more they can relate to any other type, the more they can become any other type if they're in a situation that needs it. I mentioned having gotten into the Enneagram at a family gathering, and my mom's somewhat familiar with it. So the next time I pack all my stuff into storage and hit the road, I leave my Enneagram book at the cabin for people to check out when they're there. Maybe they'll read it. Maybe they'll have the same experience I did. Maybe they'll all be able to understand each other. In When the Body Says No, at one point, Gabor Mate describes sitting with patients who were bewildered that they had developed cancer. "I've always thought positive," one guy said to him. "I've never given in to pessimism. Why should I get cancer?" Mate recommends the power of negative thinking. He admits the phrase is tongue-in-cheek. What he's really advocating is just thinking. But as soon as you qualify the word thinking with the word positive, you blind yourself to anything you perceive as being negative. Whereas genuine positive thinking begins when you acknowledge all of reality. It's when you trust yourself to face up to the truth, whether it's the truth you want or not. One day a message pops into my inbox from my dad saying, "What was that show you mentioned that's supposed to be the best TV show that ever was?" And I write back, "The Wire." Or, "That's what my friend said some TV critic said. I didn't read that myself. I can't substantiate it. I've never seen the show. I actually don't know anything about it." A month later, I've moved into my latest sublet. It's a shared apartment downtown Vancouver. I'll be there for 4 winter months, and then who knows? Maybe go to Chicago or Asia. Never been to Asia before. My parents come by. I show them the place. We go out for lunch. It's mid-afternoon. The place we go to isn't very crowded. I describe this book I've been reading by this doctor, Gabor Mate. It's about stress. I describe the premise. Mom's interested, so I offer to lend her my copy when I'm done. I've also borrowed a copy of Hold On to Your Kids from my sister's bookshelf, and it turns out my dad gave it to her. He's a career educator. He'd seen the co-writer, Gordon Neufeld, speak at education conferences and workshops years before he'd ever written a book. Later, Mom borrows that one, too. I asked my dad if he ever checked out The Wire. "Yep. I watched the first 2 seasons. It's a show about how individuals sacrifice themselves to institutions." And boom, he's talking about the themes and the characters and the premise and the setting. Then he starts doing dialogue. And he starts doing it just like a one-man show, where one character's pointed this direction, the other character's pointed that direction. He even incorporates props. He takes his scarf out of his bag and puts it on to show how this one character, Omar, goes to court and ties his tie in this fucked up way because he's never worn one before. He's on the witness stand, and the lawyer's asking him what he does for a living. "I'm a stick-up man." "What does that mean?" "I rob drug dealers." "How long have you been doing that for?" 10 years, more or less, mostly more." "So you make your living off of drug dealers, huh? Hey man, I'm no different than you." "Excuse me? I do it with my shotgun, you do it with your briefcase."